Good morning. I know it isn't even 6 o'clock yet, but I bet some of us are thinking of lunch already. And for most of working America, lunch is a break. But for the people who raise our food, lunch and even dinner are often served in the field where they're working. Now, those meals have a name.
My husband asked if I would help with field meals, and I was like, sure, but what's a field meal?
That's Deanne Frieders, who was raised in a farming community, but not on a farm, and she had no plans to marry a farmer.
When I met my husband, my parents were like, you know he's a farmer, right?
But she has embraced the farm life and is part of a family farming operation near Waterman in DeKalb County. And along with cooking the field meals, she delivers.
And we would. We'd just kind of like spread a outdoor blanket on the ground or pop open the tailgate and have, you know, 15, 20 minute break. And I think for farm families, that's so important.
Deanne also started writing about field meals on Facebook, and the response was so good that she started a blog where she shares recipes.
I'm at this farm girl. Cooks.com.
Yeah, these are recipes that are tested to be field meal ready.
Yeah, the most important thing for field meals, it's got to be something that could be ready right away or hold for a couple hours because schedules are always changing on the farm.
And she has a no knife required rule.
I've learned not to serve pork chops unless it's on a sandwich out in the field.
You never know what's going to hit on the internet, but this farmgirlcooks.com is getting quite the audience.
I've got followers from coast to coast, basically, though I'd say the core is like the Midwest. We've got a lot of canola farmers that are following in Canada. And then I'd say my second two biggest followings are in the UK and Australia.
The blog again is thisfarmgirlcooks.com, and you can find Deanne on Twitter too, where her handle is iFeedFarmers. Well, the weather market continues at the Chicago Board of Trade for corn, beans, and wheat. Parts of the Corn Belt need rain, but not much is on the way. Corn futures finished a little higher yesterday. July beans popped 20 cents. November beans up 17. Today is National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Leave out the rhubarb for me, please. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.